What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to another edition of Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. Last night, a bit of a controversial loss for the D-backs.
Looks at the runner at second. Here's a pitch and a ground ball hit. Fair down the left field line. An extra base hit. And a fan touched it, or the Gold Glover touched it down there. And they're going to put the runner back to third base on what is a double by Gomez. And the Mets have gotten the lead here. Boy, that was curious on whether or not that was fair or foul.
Escobar sure thought it was foul.
Torrey Lovello is out to visit with the home plate umpire, Manny Gonzalez. And again, we're working with a three-man crew here.
That was the game winner. Umpiring crew short because Jim Wolfe took a foul ball off his mask in the second inning. He's actually going to be out the rest of the series. Ryan Addington replacing him tonight. But it really did seem to impact the D-backs. So Torrey Lovello was not blaming the umpires after the game last night.
As far as it being a fair foul ball, I'm not going to discuss anything regarding the umpires. They're out there doing their best job possible. And they were down a man, and I know they were trying to do their best job to get plays right. So
today, the D-backs back at it. They do have a roster move as Blake Swihart goes on the injured list, dealing with a strained right oblique. Kevin Crone back from AAA Reno after just a day after being sent down to the minor league. So Crone back with the D-backs tonight. David Peralta played an extended spring training game today. He is nearing a return as well. Here's what's coming up on Early BP. We'll visit with Eduardo Escobar about the work that he's doing both in Phoenix and with the Eduardo Escobar Foundation. And in just a little bit, we'll talk to Torrey Lovello as well, the manager of the Diamondbacks, before the D-backs take on the Mets tonight in a great pitching matchup between Zach Greinke and Jacob deGrom. But first, Eduardo Escobar, he's making a run to be the Roberto Clemente Man of the Year in baseball this year, an award that's given to a player that exemplifies Clemente's persona both on and off the field in the quality of play on it and the quality of work in the community. And Escobar has been an invaluable member of the Diamondbacks organization on both. We had a chance to catch up with the D-backs third baseman.
Why was it important for you to get involved in the community right away?
For me, the most important because, you know, I love it, what I do, going to the community, especially the school, you know, busy guy over there. Because I'm feeling my heart, you know, I'm feeling nobody going pushing me. It's necessary to go over there. I go because I like it. So because I remember when I'm young, not having nothing, sometimes, you know, exploring my life, you know. But now I'm blessed, you know, I'm a professional baseball player. I think it's really good what you do in the community, you know. Help people, motivation people is the most important for me, you know.
You've been to a couple of schools already this year. What's the message that you try to present to students?
For me, the most important thing that the key is, so you have a dream, your mentality, no effort. No matter what, the life's not easy, you know. So you have a dream, your mentality, no change everything. Working hard every day is the most important, you know, because Jesus, he got a plan for you, you know. Especially me, I know how sometimes I'm sleeping, no eating nothing, you know. I'm poor family. So, but I never forget my dream, you know. So, because I'm pushing every day, working hard every day, you know. So, I think and believe in Jesus, he give me opportunity now, you know. So, it's why I sent to the school. Whatever dream you have, your mentality, no worry, you know, because Jesus has a good plan for you.
You mentioned your background, and I know education becomes something that's very important. So, as you talk to kids about how important it is to go to school, why do you try and send that message?
Yeah, I tell you it's important, you know. That's what he said, because for me, it's hard, you know, going to the school because I don't have money, you know, having nothing. So I'm poor family, but for going to the school, you know, and teach the kids the important going study, because so you have something in your mentality, you know, you need working hard here, you know. But the most important is believing. It's the most important. Believe in Jesus, believe in yourself, studying hard, you know. Trust you teacher. The most important is important is how much you have in your heart, you know, how much you think, how much what you do in your life. That's the most important. But when you have a strong mentality, you have believing Jesus, believe in yourself, no matter what is coming up, but this guy, the Jesus, have a good plan for everybody in the world, you know.
What's one of your favorite moments that you've had with a student at a school or a kid?
For me, every time I go to the school, I see this kid smile. It's my favorite moment. And so every time I help people, whatever, a smile is my best moment because it's what I do in my life. It's why I do it, you know, because when I'm young, nobody, I never see baseball players coming to see me or talk to me. Never. But now I know how much feeling the kid when I see baseball player is coming. Oh, it's me looking to be, you know, his smile is the most important for me.
Now, obviously, outside of the work that you're doing in Phoenix, you also have your Eduardo Escobar Foundation for the country of Venezuela. You're native of Venezuela. It's very important to you. What do you try to bring with your foundation?
So for me, I do everything here. I collect money, so I buy all the stuff here, medicine, food, paper, whatever for baby. I sent to Venezuela. When I'm Venezuela in December, I go to the hospital, I go to the school over there, you know. I bring it, all the stuff by here, I bring it to people over there, help, you know. Sometimes my foundation over there, now my people working on my foundation in Venezuela is cooking food a lot. It brings food to people in the street, you know, but right now, situation, everybody in the world, the situation in Venezuela is hard right now, but everything I can do to help people, I can do it, man, because, you know, it's hard when the people go to sleep, you know, eating nothing, but can do it, you know, and pass. That's why I started my foundation, help people a lot, you know. It's the most important for me.
For people who may not know, what is it like in Venezuela, right?
People know, sometimes people right now not eating, so when the people maybe, for especially me, man, obviously, thinking about it, I'm eating right now here, but I'm thinking people in Minnesota are not eating nothing. I mean, it's hard right now. It's really, really, really bad. More than thinking people is bad, man. Minnesota is really bad. I have family with them. My mother told me every time, why is the situation right now? It's really, really, really bad over there.
And that's why you're raising money through your foundation. You had, I know you just had an event at Fogo de Chao, right, to help raise money. How was that?
Good, really good, man. Really good. Save banks, a lot of people donating, a lot of people coming. It's unbelievable. Especially thank you, Dubai helped me too, you know. The player coming out, they say thank you too, man. But people donating a lot, you know. But it's important. I'm so happy to see people contribution, you know, for my country, my foundation, help more people over there. It's important.
Eduardo, we continue great work in both the community and for raising funds and awareness for what's going on in Venezuela. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
D-Bank's third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Now let's visit with Tori Lovello about tonight's game between the D-Banks and the New York Mets.
Tori, I know you didn't want to take shots at the umpires last night after the game, and understandably so, but that was a fairly controversial play that New York got their winning run on. Yeah. What did you see? What were the conversations like with your players after the game?
Yeah, I think everybody was extremely frustrated. You know, the inning was built and it being the very, very deciding moment of the game, and we feel like there wasn't a perfect view because of the home plate umpire perhaps getting blocked out, but there was really nothing we could do at that point as far as a replay. You know, I guess the replays that have been seen, I haven't had a chance to look at it. I refuse to look at it. They said it was too inconclusive to decide if it was fair or foul. You know, instinctually, you're just trying to hope, make sure that the umpires get a good look at it and give you the best decision possible. You know, it's easy for me to sit here and poke at them and say that they missed the call, but I'm not 100% on that. When I am 100%, I know I will say something that could be a little bit more aggressive, but in this decision, we had to live by it. Unfortunately, it cost the game.
Why won't you look at it?
Because there's nothing we can do, you know, about it. It's about looking in the windshield, not the rearview mirror for me. And I want to go forward every single day. And yesterday is a very, very tough day for us. We digested a very tough type of a game. We came back. We had some guys that were ready to go and perform and help us win the game, and it didn't happen. So I'm gonna drive that car, drive that big rig down the road, and look out the front window and not the back window.
Did you get that out of like a fortune cookie, or where did you get that one from?
I just thought about it right now, believe it or not, as I was thinking about driving.
Your inspirational book.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I need to write books about this stuff, don't I?
I think it'd be great. Well, yeah. Toryisms, right? We can get that going. What did you think of Chad DiPlatia yesterday?
I thought he had some really good moments that were built around the one very, very inconsistent inning. You know, spraying his fastball around, giving up some base hits on pitches. I felt like he could have located a little bit better. And when you make mistakes, the big league hitters are going to make you pay for it. But he gave us five innings. The last part of his outing was very, very good. He got quick, easy outs. And did his job. He did his job and handed off to the bullpen. And he obviously should have won the game. We feel like he did exactly what we want him to do.
You've talked a lot with Duplantier about finding a level of consistency for him in terms of he's had a very disjointed first third of the season.
Yeah.
Does he get a long runway now in the big league starting every fifth day?
I think so. I think we're going to look at that because we got to be a little bit more fair about where he's at and understanding that we've been bouncing around his development because we need him here in the bullpen at the big league level, and it's about winning. So he's been kind of backed up a little bit as far as pitch counts. So his pitch count's in a place now where we're going to utilize, 80 to 100 pitches per outing if we can get him there, depending on the outcome. But we feel like he's in a good spot, and we want him to continue to grow and learn, and I think he's going to get the baseball here and help us win some games.
Christian Walker, his at-bats the first 2 days in Colorado were really good. He didn't have a whole lot to show for it. Last night, it obviously paid off on base four times, had a home run. What have you seen from him this last week? What was the adjustment he made?
Well, I just think it was him going through some growing pains as a young player. It's his first go-around of being an everyday player at the big league level, and it's not going to be pristine and perfect for 6 months. And I know that because I know this is a very, very hard game. So he was getting pitched to, making some mistakes, maybe lost a little bit of confidence. But he had to gear up and say, you know what, this is about my time, and I'm not going to let it get by me. And he showed a lot of mental toughness because he fought through those very, very lean times. The games in Colorado, he was staying on the baseball. He was getting balls in his zone. And there were several hard outs that didn't result in anything positive because the balls were caught. That makes it even more challenging. So when you come out the other side the way he has, you really root for him. We knew it was inevitable. We felt like he was going to have a very good approach through the course of the games if he stuck to the process. And obviously the results spoke for themselves.
Kevin Krohn is back today. I think it's a little bit of a surprise. Blake Swihart to the injury list. What happened?
Yeah, Blake was doing some outfield work, and he said he reached for a ball and felt a little tightness in his right oblique area. And he's been trying to grind through it. Blake is a very tough guy. He didn't think anything was wrong, and that's what athletes always do. They think, hey, it's going to go away tomorrow. When I wake up, I'll be fine. But he took some swings yesterday in the game, and it kind of bit him a little bit. So we got an MRI. There is an oblique issue there, so he's been placed in the DL, and I'm excited to see Kevin back here. I told him when he left, you can't get down about any decisions. You could be back here in another couple days if something were to happen. So make sure you keep your mind open and be ready to go, and I think he will be.
Tonight, fantastic pitching matchup on paper. Zach Greinke's been pitching at the height of his powers. Jacob DeGrom is the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner. I know you can't really take a step back, but if you were, what were the things that would excite you the most about this matchup?
Well, I will. I'm going to watch this game just like a fan would. I appreciate that, and I can separate it, and I'm going to watch and just appreciate the good moments and know that there's two really, really good starting pitchers going at one another. And I love the spirit of competition. I love the idea of these guys going at each other as hard as they possibly can. Obviously, I feel like we're going to win this baseball game. We got a good game plan. But, when you get two guys that throw the ball as good as they do and are spectacular as they are, you got to appreciate it.
Good luck driving the truck today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello. Remember, the BP show gets underway at 6:30 tonight on 98.7 FM in the Valley and on the D-backs Radio Network. And Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti will have first pitch on the radio at 7:10 as Greinke takes on DeGrom. And keep tuned to our podcast feed for more ahead of the draft on Monday. D-backs with 7 of the first 75 picks. Thanks for joining us for a little more early BP.